Today is Mothering Sunday, a day when we can remember the love given and received by mothers. A happy day for many, but it can be a painful day for some. The emotions it can stir up can be complex, sometimes of loss and separation, sometimes bringing to mind difficult and strained relationships. Both of our Bible readings today echo such feelings by describing situations that aren't straightforward. They are accounts that weave together themes of loss, love, and care in a way that goes beyond a simple message of maternal love. In the case of our first reading, we're shown a picture of a love so great for Moses that his mother is prepared to make that difficult decision to let him go, to trust and hope that he'd be cared for by another. It's hard to imagine how difficult that decision must have been to push that basket away from the riverbank, to give up the baby son that she'd already raised and cared for 3 months. But that basket in which Moses' mother places him is ultimately a symbol for her enduring love and care. Care that remains even when the child is cut off from the mother, just as care remains even when we are separated from our loved ones. When the basket is rescued from the water by Pharaoh's daughter, care becomes shared. Just like the interwoven reeds of the basket, shared now between her and Moses' mother. And that sharing of care is also present in our second reading. In his dying moments on the cross, the relationship between mother and son, between Mary and Jesus, shows us both what care received and care given looks like. Jesus, raised and cared for by Mary, is now acutely aware of the pain of loss that will be felt by his mother as he dies on the cross. The care she showed for him is now being reflected back in his concern for her, for the ongoing care for his mother. Like Moses' mother, he knows that he must now entrust that most precious care of his mother to another, to John. By telling John, "Here is your mother," Jesus demonstrates for us, just as in our first reading, how care goes far beyond genetics. And this is just so with each of us here today. In a few moments, we will say together in our communion service, "Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread." As Christians, as his church, we belong to each other. We are called to care for one another. Imagine again the strands of that papyrus woven basket in our first reading. We too have been interwoven together, care shared one with another, care given and care received. And where does that love, that care for each other come from? I would argue it's imprinted on us by the one who made and knew us even before we were born. To use the words of Psalm 139, even as we were being knit in the mother's womb. It comes from the one in whose image we are made, God. There's another line that we sometimes say in our communion services. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace the people as your own. We struggle for language sometimes when we attempt to describe God and God's love. Is God's love like a mother's love, or is it in fact the other way round? When we see love as in a mother's love for a child, do we perhaps get a glimpse, an echo, of what God's love for us is really like? Those words in the communion service continue. When we turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. That relationship between God and us, between the Creator and those he created, may have seemed to be irreparably damaged, stretched past beyond breaking point, and an uncrossable chasm separating us from God. Indeed, Some may still feel like that is true today. But through the sending of his only Son, Jesus, he made a way for relationship to be restored and enjoyed. As it says in 1 John 3:16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And there we have it. As we recall on this special Sunday about those who have cared for us and those we have cared for, we must never forget that we are each of us held and enveloped, carried in that basket, with an everlasting love and care for us that cannot be broken. We were made to be loved. That love is present and felt in closeness, but also spans depths and heights, and can even survive our inattentiveness and rebellion. And just as we are carried by that love, we are each made to carry and care for others, to be the strands of that basket, interwoven together here this morning and every day as the family of the church. There's no guarantee that this will always be easy, that care for others may on occasion have to traverse difficult terrain and overcome obstacles. But to love one another as he has loved us remains our ultimate calling.